This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Too much to cover, too little time. I do want to get back to Yoel Roth. We'll cover him in the second hour because he is a pervert. He's a typical leftist, a guy who will sexualize children. He'll lie. He'll cheat. What more do you need to know about this guy? Twitter's this is a guy that was a purveyor of truth on Twitter. Wait until you learn more about him and the FBI's infiltrating of Twitter. We can talk about that now, because I was going to talk about the Burisma emails, but let's talk about this is a story that was over the weekend. Actually, yeah, I think it was over the weekend. It might have been last week at some point, but the FBI, they say, refuses to reveal how many social media firms it is secretly influencing. Amidst accusations, it broke the law by pushing Twitter to remove accounts and hand over user location details. This is what Elon Musk has now put out. And what's funny, Musk, he's a terrible person. How's Elon Musk a terrible guy for telling the truth about what's been going on at Twitter? Think about what the left is telling you. We want to be able to lie and nobody tell you that we're lying. How dare he let you know we were lying to you? Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. They said the FBI has refused to say how many social media companies it works with. Let me just answer that question for them, okay? All? Well, except Wimkin. Wimkin, which is where you can find me every day. And I suggest you download the app. You will find out. You can keep in touch. News, all the normal stuff that you get on any other social media site. There's nothing news-wise you're going to get on Facebook that you can't get on Wimkin. Nothing. Anyway, they said they were defending their actions after it emerged that agents from the Bureau regularly met with Twitter executives and handed over lists of accounts they found questionable. So the FBI was going in there going, listen to that Kevin Jackson. He's too well known. We don't like him. He might be too powerful. Kill him. Like I told you before, I wondered, who makes the decision? Oh, you violated our terms of this, whatever the standards, like they have any. You violated them. How so? You threatened somebody. I posted the thing that got me fired. April 20th of 2021, where I called Jack a sanctimonious skank. Which he is. Anyway, they said officials from the Bureau even asked for Twitter to hand over the locations from where the Twitter accounts were being operated. In a more disturbing move, they say that many saw as an attack on the First Amendment. One user targeted by the FBI, who goes by the thing Lexi Tola, said, seems like prima facie 1A violation. Charlie Hurt, the opinion editor of the Washington Examiner, said it was a clear violation of the First Amendment. He told Tucker Carlson they were actually opening up back channels on platforms I've not heard of before in order to keep in touch with one another. He says if this was happening during the Pentagon Papers and we were seeing this level of collusion between the federal government and the news, there would rightly be an outcry. But because this is all for the left, nobody wants to worry about it. Let's not cover it. Like I told you guys, expect to learn a level of collusion that you're going to go, no way, man. I mean, I suspect that I'm telling you, don't dismiss anything. When this is all said and done, you're going to be blown away. Blown away at everything these people have done to us. Now, here's a question that I'd be asking, right? I mean, I'm going to ask it. Ray, Chris Ray knew about this. James Comey knew about this. What are you going to do? Let me tell you guys, there's a show on, I think it's on Netflix. I have Netflix because I have to keep up with the competition because I own the Flick Fest. But anyway, Netflix has a show on called The Recruit. And it talks about the inside operations of the CIA. And I will tell you, it's a fun show. It is, and I can't wait until the Flick Fest is making similar type shows for you. But it is a fun show, and let me tell you why. It gives you a glimpse inside of the CIA, and here's what you learn from the very first episode of the CIA of the show, that this new recruit, been at the CIA less than a week, and they're already undermining him. They almost get him killed. They won't give him the details of anything. Nobody wants to know anything about anybody else's subjects. They give him the crap work, of course, and he uncovers a really good case. And as he's doing that, they're undermining him. It's worth watching. It's actually a funny, it's meant to be a funny show that has elements of, you know, it's got the drama and all that, but it's not overly dramatic. It's really funny. It's fun to watch, I guess is the best way to put it. It's not a comedy, and I don't even know that I'd call it a dramedy, but I guess it is more of a dramedy. But anyway, when you watch it, I promise you, knowing what we know now, you'll watch it and go, I can't believe this. This is inside of our own agency, and people don't want to do certain things, and they're undermining one another. Aren't we supposed to be going after the bad guys? So what a deal to learn that, you know, social media. I mean, we knew there was cahoots. I'm not going to lie to you. I knew there was something. But to the level that we're talking about here, I would have never guessed it. I don't know if you saw the graphic of the number of FBI people that ex-FBI or whatever they were working at Twitter. And it has to make you wonder, was this intentional? It also makes me wonder how many of them are hidden. It reminds me of that Jack Ryan series where they send him to work inside of a company in New York, in a financial services company, in order to, you know, see what's going on, who's laundering money for the Russians or whatever else. I mean, this is really happening in our nation right now, folks. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Did you see the video of this woman? She's walking her dog. It appears to be a relatively nice area of Chicago. And some kids pull up in an SUV, black kids, jump out brandishing a gun, to take this woman's purse, jump in the car, and take off. This all happens in a matter of seconds. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And I got to tell you, when you watch that video, and you see this dude, kid jump out, he's got his, you know, got his COVID mask on, and he goes up to this woman, and he's got the gun, and I mean, he's just, it's right in her face, and she's just like, here, you know, and she's, but what's, so they take off, and she's looking around, like, what just happened? She lives in a decent area of Chicago, and she got robbed in a matter of seconds. And here's what the Spectator wrote. It was all over in a matter of seconds. and the brazen daylight robbery in the Lincoln Park neighborhood took place at the exact time that the Chicago's police department was downtown giving a media briefing about the arrest of four other criminals who were apprehended and charged in the recent spree of dozens of robberies. Again, Kevin Jackson's here listening to 844-551-8255. I played golf with a buddy. He and his son had just moved here to Arizona, and we went to golf at his club. And I said, hey, so what brought you here? He goes, crime in Chicago. And I went, really? He goes, yeah. He said, man, he goes, I got robbed a week before I came. I think I told the story. He got robbed a week before he came at gunpoint. And he said the guys who robbed him had killed somebody before. They caught him. But he goes, it was enough for me. He goes, you don't understand the trauma of having a gun put in front of your face and you're thinking, oh my God. And he goes, I gave, here's my wallet, here's everything. What else do you need? Just don't kill me. And he's got, and I think they hit him too. They hit him in the head. Because he was, I don't remember the details, but I'm almost positive he got hit. But they didn't kill him, thankfully. His crime is out of whack. And it's not going to get any better. And so the Democrats who cheated, you're cheating your way into escape from L.A. I mean, what can you think is the logical end of this? Anyway, they said this a few hours later. The son-in-law of the Lincoln Park victim called to tell me the story of the robbery, which was captured on a surveillance video that was soon broadcast on local news channel. He says, that's it. We're moving out of the Windy City. It just says the city. Crime in Chicago is now so completely out of control that even in his neighborhood, where in every home the block is worth where every home on the block is worth $1 million or more, nobody is safe. And the city's relentless wave of terrifying violence will almost certainly get much more worse next year, when the ironically named SAFE-T Act goes into effect. So they're calling it the SAFE-T Act. Accountability. Here's what it stands for, in case you're wondering. Safety, accountability, fairness. You ready for the key word? Equity. Today Act. Eliminates cash bail for nearly all felonies in Illinois. Rammed through the state's Democratic-controlled legislature last year, the bill was hailed by Illinois Governor Pritzker as a substantial step towards dismantling the systematic racism that plagues our communities, our state, our nation, and brings us closer to true safety, true fairness, and true justice. The Safety Act, like other such reform, when you see these key words, you got to pay attention, folks. Reform measures advanced by Democrats across the country in the wake of the 2020 George Floyd riots reflects a bizarre logic in which public safety must be destroyed for the sake of social justice. Whew. Just saying it just gets me so fired. Social justice. Because everything, if you go eat at a Burger King, where's the social justice in that? You go get some Chick-fil-A, social justice. You go shopping at Walmart, social justice. So the first premise of this progressive syllogism seems to be that all criminals are black. And because all people are black are oppressed by systematic racism, the second premise of syllogism, therefore turning criminals loose is true fairness and true justice. As Pritzker proclaimed. Notably omitted from this crude logic are the victims of the crime, who in cities like Chicago are mostly black. Our own Chicago native, Emmett Terrell Jr., observed on a visit to the Windy City a few months ago, crime, both petty and capital, is 24/7. People are fleeing the city in a mob exit, and murder numbers last year were the worst in 25 years. Most of the killings, black on black. Where's Black Lives Matter crowd when we need it? Don't even bring them up. Those frauds. sucked money out of people, billions of dollars to do nothing. They aren't helping the black community. They're not helping any community. They're helping themselves. These people are now, there will be films made about Black Lives Matter and how much what these people have done. They go on to talk about this. They go, of course, BLM evaporated amid a cloud of financial scandal, and its leadership was always too busy fomenting anti-police hatred to bother noticing the victims of criminal violence, black or otherwise. Yet, according to FBI statistics, of the nation's nearly 15,000 homicide victims last year for whom race was reported, 58%, more than 8,500, were black, even though black people are just 14% of the population. Further research demonstrates that blacks are disproportionately overrepresented among victims of nearly every other crime, robbery, assault, and that the vast majority of those participating in these, or perpetrating rather, in these crimes against black people are also black. Confronting any black-friendly, BLM-friendly act of this type with such statistical evidence, however, you will be told that black-on-black crime is a hateful myth. And you white people fall for it. Too funny. Oh, let's see. What does he go on to say? He says, we are therefore required to ignore 8,500 black homicide victims annually, according to the warped logic of progressivism. And the grisly death toll continues to increase daily while Democrats congratulate themselves on dismantling the systematic racism that plagues our communities. I mean, this is one of these deals where you just shake your head and go, come on, there's too much logic here for you to do anything otherwise. Look, they're chasing. I don't care. If the Democrats want to do this stuff, fine. At some point, the lunacy of it all has to catch up with them. When it impacts you directly, I'm going to tell you, it does make a difference. Boy, a crime spree. Lots more to talk about, folks. Glad you're with me. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. The House January 6th committee would like the Justice Department to prosecute former President Trump. The panel's approved four criminal referrals: obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., conspiracy to make a false statement, and the big one, as read by Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
The committee believes that more than sufficient evidence exists for a criminal referral of former President Trump for assisting or aiding and comforting those at the Capitol who engaged in a violent attack on the United States. The committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution.
All nine committee members voted in a single vote to approve the referrals. The committee was then adjourned. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, while we're on the subject of crime, we just need to pivot back to Yoel Roth, and here's what they said. In taking up Roth's case, the Washington Post wrote, the online mob also sent threats to people Roth had replied to on Twitter, forcing some of Roth's family and friends to delete their Twitter accounts, according to a person familiar with Roth's situation, who spoke on condition of anonymity about Roth's safety. Welcome back, folks. We're talking about these Twitter scumbags. I call them twanks, who are protecting these Gestapo former Twitter rulers, the people who had dominion over us, the people who intentionally did the little bit that they did that influenced the election. I don't know how big it was, because I think Trump won outright, but certainly people that may have a modicum of respect for the Bidens and many of the tactics of the leftists would not have that if they knew all the details. So again, welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So there's an article in Western Journal, and people are saying this, that Roth perhaps reaped what he sowed, because the idea here is that he's in fear of his life. He's fleeing because these, you know, the people that attacked Jussie Smollett, you know, those Trump supporters, might just come after him. And one guy said, Yoel Roth fleeing his home due to threats is ironic after he refused to take down doxing of conservatives on Twitter. By the way, there's a so-called journalist because Elon Musk let some people back on to Twitter who had broken the rules, so-called journalists. Well, he didn't let this one girl on, and she is known for doxing conservatives and trying to ruin our careers. Probably had something to do with me not being back on Fox or whatever. I don't know, but perhaps. Steven Crowder did one heck of a tweet where he said, this man had complete authority of what went out on Twitter. He flagged your tweets as misinformation, hate speech, or simply took them down if he didn't like them. And here's what some of the tweets that Crowder's crew got. These are Yoel Roth. Yoel Roth says, shout out to Age Drag and Toddlers and Tiaras in class just now. You have a hit on your hands. Here's the other one he tweeted. I think I found my calling, and it's writing dialogue for chef-themed porn. Here's the next one. My secret dirty Twitter account, now at least 60% dirtier, thanks to its new picture. And, you know, and he shows somebody, gives an at sign. And then, let's see. He's openly talking about porn on the side. This is the guy that determines what goes out and what doesn't. Then he tweeted this. Grad student I'm staying with, you're not that innocent. I know about your secret dirty Twitter account. Guilty as charged. Then here he is again. Can high school students ever meaningfully consent to sex with their teachers? And he gives a link. Now, if he's posing that as a question, you know, maybe there is an answer. If you're 18 years old in high school, perhaps you can consent. Maybe you're 20 years old in high school, like a lot of leftists should be. And maybe then. So if he's posing it as a question, I'm not going to hold it against him. But what I'm getting at is, if you go back in any context and look at anybody's tweets, you can certainly go, ooh, this person's bad or good. This guy made the decision that what we tweeted was bad, period, while we could be, you know, analyzing his and saying, what were you thinking about, Yoel Roth? He's a scumbag. Anyway, here's what goes on. The CNN report said Roth was already dealing with escalating levels of threats due to materials revealed in the Twitter files. I'm not going to doubt it. I'd be naive to say, oh, we conservatives, we don't threaten people. And yeah, they do. Conservatives have threatened people. When you find out that somebody did this type of thing to you, it probably really would upset you. Now, for me, I'm venting right now. I think Yoel Roth is a scumbag. I think the people who ran Twitter were truly Nazis and Gestapos. Because here's what I will tell you. We conservatives, we don't care what these people want to tweet. And I know I speak for you when I say that. But these people are always looking for a way to shut you up. Think of this as an abusive relationship where you want to voice your opinion. Shut up. And not only is it shut up, I'll ban you from your family. I'll ban you from your friends. I will ban you from the public square. What is the implication of what they've done? Internet, that you've carved out for yourself. And they say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. You will talk to nobody. You will talk to none of your friends. Think about what you say to your children sometimes when they get in trouble. I'm taking away your phone. Why? Lack of communication, lack of access to your friends, lack of support system, etc. Now, you as a parent, you are their support system. You're saying, I don't like your actions. Well, Twitter's treating you like a child. They're tweeting you like a child. They're treating you like a child. They're saying, you can't have access. But far worse, they're treating you like somebody who deserves to be abused. Because this is what abusers do. I will cut you off from your family. I will cut you off from your friends. Nobody will know what I do to you. Nobody will know what you're doing. And they isolate you. I'm not going to tell you they got to me while I was up in Twitmo. But it was heck over there, man. I tell you what, you got to watch out for the booty bandits in Twitmo. I was in prison, Twitter prison. And here's what I'll tell you. Once we were off, there was an initial, are you kidding me? And then there's these phases, and I haven't analyzed it. I'm no Dr. Phil. But you finally just get to the point where, okay, it's over. And then you start planning your escape. You start looking for other profiles. What can we set up that they won't do? So we did this. We set up another profile. And you know what I did? I ruined it. Because I put it on my phone, and as soon as it registered my phone record, it killed us again. So then we did another profile. It got up to about 400 people, and that profile I didn't put on my phone. People would say, Kev, can you tweet this out? I go, I can't tweet it out. I'm on phone. I'd be out and about. I couldn't tweet it out. But here's the thing. What Twitter was doing was saying, you can't have access to your family, your friends, your fans, nothing. We will isolate you. Soon they will forget you. You will feel lonely and isolated yourself, and you will commit digital suicide. You'll just go away, or you'll stop trying. This happened to me years ago when I was on Dig and all these other different platforms that probably don't exist much anymore. But this is what happened. So they knew what they were doing. They go on to say this. The Twitter Files is a project, of course, undertaken that highlights the internal decision-making, and, of course, it was to muzzle conservative opinions and to ban Trump. They say over the past week, Roth has also emerged as the prime mover in banning former President Trump from Twitter in 2021, the internal documents released through the Twitter Files. So this is what we already know. I want to get to the stuff that they got, that they were putting out that I was like, wow, I had no idea. So then they go on to talk about how they banned Trump and the cabal that they put together so they could rationalize banning the leader of the free world, the president of the United States. But here's where it gets interesting to me, because I didn't know this. It says on Saturday, Roth's 2016 dissertation at the University of Pennsylvania titled Gay Data Emerged from the Shadows, with Musk questioning the implications of one section. And it says, in a Twitter post, Musk highlighted a section in which Roth wrote that apps such as Grindr should consider crafting safety strategies that could accommodate a wide variety of use cases, including for younger populations. And he says, can high school students ever meaningfully have consent to have sex with their teachers? Now, I said earlier, if you take this out of context, if he had said high school students who are of age, you could say, well, that's true. I can't argue that. 15-year-olds, no. Can't argue with the other part. But Musk tweeted, this explains a lot. He says, and he goes on to say this, looks like Yoel is arguing in favor of children being able to access adult internet services in his PhD thesis. And he goes on, and he has a little snippet of the piece that Yoel Roth was talking about in his thesis. Think about this. This guy got a PhD for this. He says, Musk initially supported Roth after he bought Twitter, but the luster faded and Roth resigned in November. And then Andy Go tweeted this. Twitter's trust and safety under Yoel actively forced us to lie to be on the platform. We could be suspended for stating a trans suspect's legal name, that individual's biological sex, and inconvenient demographic facts. And he goes on to talk about that. So look, at the end of the day, all I can say is, can't be more overjoyed of what we're discovering about all this, and I know there's much more to come.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
That's why I appreciate what Elon Musk has done so much. He's taken a very courageous stand for the First Amendment. They're beating on him like he stole Christmas. He's tough. He's tough as a pine knot. And the man's got guts. He's got oranges the size of beach balls.
Welcome, folks. That was Senator Kennedy. You got to admire him. Yeah. I tell you what, that Elon Musk has got a pair the size of Alaska. Oh, my goodness. It's funny. I mean, look, I'm not going to say anything you don't already know here, but it is really it's intriguing how somebody can be the darling of the left one day and hated by them in another minute. And Elon Musk is a perfect example of it. And I tell you guys this, I've said it in many, many shows. You cannot win with the left. If you're trying to win, you're just wasting your time. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And what's interesting to me, and this is a pathology, and I'm going to tell you, it's not just for the leftists. A lot of people suffer from this pathology, and that is they want to please people too much. I don't mind that we want to be people pleasers. That's a great thing to have as a conservative. That's what separates us from those animals on the left. But there comes a limit because you don't try to please people for any reason, and you don't have to care if they aren't pleased. I think that's where we sort of make that distinction when we go, look, I'm not going to be concerned that you're upset that I told you no. That's what I'm telling you. I was talking to my youngest son about this the other day. What is a right to man? What is a passage into adulthood? And specifically manhood. And I told him, one of the things is when you stop making excuses. When you own up to whatever it is, whatever your issue is. In my case, I'll tell you, point blank, I used to get defensive a lot, still do. It's a difficult habit to break when somebody says, hey, blah, 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 and you're like, oh, what are you trying to say? You know, because you're so used to fighting. As a kid growing up, it was a challenge. I hate to put it this way, but growing up as a young black man, you feel it's almost like you have a prisoner's mentality where even something as small as a bump, you know, or a hard look can get you into a completely crazy situation that ordinary people go, what are y'all fighting about?
Well, he looked at me wrong. Yeah, he bumped me.
And white people are like, excuse me. You just keep on moving. I'm not saying it's across the board, but I think you know what I'm talking about. So we have our peccadilloes. All of us do. But there are rites of passage where you go, okay, look, face your truth. Grow up. Stop living the lie. Democrats can't do it. I want to finish playing this clip from Senator Kennedy because he's complimenting Elon Musk. But look, folks, Elon Musk didn't do anything spectacular. I know I hate to break the news to you, but it's true. And look, I completely am enthralled. I'm so happy this guy bought Twitter, but he bought Twitter. He had the money. Let me put it this way. If I was worth $250 billion, I would have tenured an offer for Twitter. I'd be buying Twitter. I'd buy Facebook. I'd buy all this leftist media. I would own private detective agencies. I would put the media out of business. By the way, let me tell you who's going to do it. Yournews.com. You know what's cool about Your News? Your News is your news. If you want to put up that you had a blowout party at your house and who came and all that, you can, oh man, I had these paparazzi, we had a blowout party, a Christmas party, put your news up. If you took pictures, share those pictures with your friends on the news. If you got a press release of something you want to get out, put it on your news. You can search for news by zip code. Now we're going to be offering this as part of Americans for Real Change, ARC in Action, which we're rolling out in Arizona. But also Wimkin. You can get the top stories from Your News on Wimkin.com, Wimkin.com. Your News is going to put Reuters, AP out of business. It is going to change the paradigm for news. It is going to be the fastest news to market of anybody. And you can be a part of it. I'm telling you, it's the way to go. There are people out there. Drudge is over. The news is over. You know why the news is over? Because you are the news. If there's something that pops off right there for you, and you can get put it on your camera, and then you can upload it directly to your news. You can actually get paid for doing your own news. That's the key. It is going to revolutionize the news business. When Sam Anthony, who's the owner, contacted me, he says, Kevin, when I was looking for journalists, he goes, there's not that many journalists. There's a lot of people that write, not journalists. But he says, I had over 1,000 people that applied. He told me the number of, quote, journalists who are out of work. He says, it is amazing what we have to offer. Anyway, I would suggest you check it out. You can get it. You can get the news feed on Wimkin, WIMKIN.com, where 8 million patriots exist, and there's over 500,000 every day that are on that site. Be one of them and connect with me. Let me know you made it over. Anyway, let me play the rest of this clip from Kennedy so you can hear how what he said about Elon Musk and how we should all be thinking about it. But as I said, Musk did what anybody worth $250 billion might do. And I want him to go farther.
And thanks to Elon Musk. Thanks to Elon Musk.
You're right.
We're going to have to get some new conspiracy theories because the old ones turned out all to be true. They told us that they weren't censoring on Twitter, and that it was all a conspiracy theory. Well, Elon Musk has demonstrated otherwise, and I just wanted to give a tip of the hat to him.
The worst thing they did is the FBI was meeting with every big tech company weekly in the lead up to the 2020 election, warning them, well, you might have hacked materials, there might be a disinformation campaign from foreign adversaries. If you see anything on Hunter Biden, for example, it's probably not true. You're not going to want to disseminate that information. Isn't that the FBI putting their thumb on the scale of a presidential election weeks outside of that election? And doesn't it sound like they put their thumb on the scale in 2016 as well? How often is the FBI going to be influencing the outcome of our presidential elections?
Well, I think Director Ray has a lot of explaining to do to the American people.
Should he be fired for not cleaning this up?
I don't know who's right or wrong, but I think Director Ray, to preserve the integrity of the FBI, and I think most FBI agents are fine people, but clearly their leadership at times has been lacking, and I think Director Ray needs to call a press conference or come before Congress and in front of God, country, and the American people explain what all this means. Because this stuff... I was going to say, these emails on Twitter that have been revealed, they ought to make every Democrat, every Republican in America who believes in the First Amendment gag.
Well, there you have it. I think it's bigger than that. Certainly, Chris Wray of the FBI needs to be held accountable. And somebody needs to be standing before we constituents and explaining, what were you doing? What exactly were you trying to accomplish? But I want to go back to what I said about Elon Musk. We have looked at things as he's a hero. He's done this or that. Look, I absolutely love what this man is doing. But he did what he was supposed to do. And I'm happy. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He's supposed to get the truth out. And it may make him a hero. I mean, look, as I said, if $250 billion, and I don't know, they always lost $100 million, $1 billion rather, of paper money. Or fake money. Okay. Trust me, he's not hurting. I want Elon Musk to ratchet it up. I've made predictions. I'm telling you right now, Elon Musk is going to dominate the news business. And your news, which I mentioned earlier, is going to be one of the only... I want you to think about the Chicago Trib, the New York Times, the New York Post, all rolled into one. And then Elon Musk doing a video piece. It's going to get very ugly for the left.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.